Evan Spiegel, 60609.
Evan Spiegel, 60609. Okay, are the seven trumps, the members of their family, the seven trumpets from Revelation?
Jenny seems to think so, and we're going with Jenny Bale. We've had but okay. only one reason to question it so far, so far she's doing good.
Okay, I didn't hear her explicitly say that earlier when you brought it up.
Well, all is recorded.
Okay. I'll leave that for her then. How will Trump deal with Google, or how will Trump deal with Google and Eric Schmidt being deeply embedded in the Clinton State Department?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, D, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. It's the way it most likely will be. Just you hold on tight and see.
Okay, so you're alluding to the Alphabet Company and wait and see. All right, you're not giving up much goods tonight, Ion.
We'll nut all over you, baby. Anything you want. We don't mind. It's all right with us, but you're going to have to be particularly embracive. If you're having a hard time and it won't seem to come out or flow, you got to get Bob involved. Get Bob. He'll squeeze it because you've been talking a lot, and he'll say, what's the topic? You're talking about me? No, okay, I didn't hear what you said anyway. He's good. He's moving on. He don't even know. So it's all good. So make it be about Pop, and you'll do okay.
I'll find a way to bring it back to Bob, but...
Try Snapchat.
Snapchat, okay. They've got an IPO coming up. Bob, do you know what Snapchat is? Do you ever go on there?
No, I know it is, but I've never been there. I'm still on Web 1.0, Chad. I'm on Web 1.0.
He's just now, hey, Chad, he's just now figured out that there's a sound flower.
Wow.
That's right.
Ask him what back pages are.
What are back pages?
Well, you know, Chad, you had to help me with dupes or something the other day. Getting undoed.
Yeah. Well, Ian's not going to give me any answers tonight unless the questions have to do with you. So.
Well, what does it mean that Bob causes everything? Whether Hillary gets indicted or goes to jail, it's up to Bob, says Ian.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with that? You got any advice?
So, Ian, what is it? Does Bob have to just think of whether to have Hillary offed, or is it to say it or tell you?
Well, he's right there. Ask him.
So Bob's asking the question through Chad of you, Mr. Ion. Mrs. Ion.
Okay. Yes, dear.
Okay, Ion. What is this thing of how Bob has to just make all these top-level decisions in the world?
Well, there's this little place called Reverend Stang. And in the world of Reverend Stang, everything was said a certain particular specific way. And that specific particular way was ordained. Remember the Church of the Subgenius had an ordination?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's still an ordination, is it not?
Ordination of all their ministers, you mean? Or you mean Bob is ordained?
How it goes, what it is, what it works, how it works, what about it is that does. All it is, according to the subgenius.
Remember, Chad, in the book of the subgenius, they had dateline for dominance, started in 1982, and it goes up to 1998. So apparently that's all about me, so I'm being kind of programmed by Stang's interpretation of me. But
so you're programmed by... by Stang's interpretation of you, and that puts you in a position now where you get to decide whether the Clinton get executed.
We didn't say he liked it. We said it was his to call. We never said he liked it. He could give a shit.
It's the Bob Burden.
Bob could give a shit. He doesn't care. Why does he care? He doesn't even know who they are.
It's like the white man's burden, but it's Bob's burden.
He wouldn't let them in his house anyway. So it's okay.
Yeah, you know, Chad, the whole Dateline for Dominance from 82 to 98.
He called him at the nastiest voicemail for Warren Buffett you've ever seen in your life.
Really?
No wonder he doesn't get chopped off at the knees. There'll be trouble. We'll have to dig him out of that. We'll have to. He just has no idea.
What'd they do?
A wild, loose cannon. Just crazy.
The nasty voicemail for Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
So, Chad, that whole thing scripted by the book of the subgenius, I claimed it was about me, and Bob was in charge after 1998, so that fits.
Okay, so at this level, Ion, is there any point in me asking questions that don't have to do with Bob, or is that just a fool's errand?
When you become number one again, you can go back at it, but right now, your subterfuge is Bob. Bob is the best you can hope for at this juncture.
Okay.
Well, you know this. You act like this is all new for you. You know better.
Yeah, so I don't...
Ion, has this got anything to do with Bob bumping into Chad last night?
Yes, it does.
So when they talked on the phone, what happened?
I can't tell.
What did they create together?
Bob will get cross with us, and then he says mean things, and it hurts our feelings, and we don't like that, and we don't care for it that way. And every time it happens, that's what happens, and so we don't like it. So we can't out that. We're sorry. It's just too painful.
What was that, Carol?
It's just too painful.
Whining.
I hurt Chad. How? Yeah, we were on Skype and I bumped into Chad. On Skype, which I'm highly suspicious of. I don't know how that
and
happened.
And yet he doesn't even know what back pages are, so it's a good day. Boy, he could have fun at the whorehouse, couldn't he?
So does what happened last night have anything to do with all your redaction kind of vocabulary tonight, Ion? You seem very tight-lipped.
Not necessarily. Bob's got us on the chains because of Crown. He's been watching Crown, and he's got us all nervous. Nothing we can do.
Okay.
No, that's not true. I don't know about that.
See, we can't even lie correctly. Look at that. See? We can't even lie right. There you go.
So if Bob was an ancient Greek philosopher, which one would he be?
He would be the president of Heebie Jeebies.
Okay, I'm just gonna ask Bob questions from now on. That's it. If Bob was a race car,
you smartened up now.
Yeah. If Bob was a race car driver, which one would he be?
Mario Andretti.
Ooh, okay. If Bob was a porn star, which one would he be?
Oh, Long Dong Silver.
Okay. If Bob was an automobile, which one would he be?
A Maybach.
Ooh, nice car. If Bob was a country, which country would he be?
United Arab Emirates.
Okay. If Bob was a hotel chain, which hotel chain would he be?
Hilton.
If Bob was a famous rock star, which one would he be?
Well, what did he say about hotel chain?
Hilton.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Hilton, okay. All right. Yeah,
because
who am I as famous rock star?
Because it contains the Waldorf Astoria brand,
yeah,
which now since has been sold off, so we can't say Waldorf Astoria because it goes outside of Hilton Worldwide, which is inclusive. And the next question then would be, what?
Rockstar. Which rockstar would Bob be?
Beefheart.
Beefheart. If Bob was a dessert, which dessert would he be?
Creme anglaise.
Okay. If Bob was an alcoholic drink, which one would he be?
Captain Morgan spiced rum.
If Bob was an NFL...
Which team would I be?
If Bob was an NFL football team, which team would he be?
He would be a catcher as opposed to a pitcher.
That's not a team.
it depends on the gay bar that you're in on that one, though, Dad.
Okay. So which NFL team would Bob be if he was an NFL team?
The Barebacks.
The Barebacks.
You know who they are? Who's that?
There's no such team. He just keeps making reference to gay culture.
There are at the, the whorehouse.
Bob Guy, gay guy. Yeah, now, hey, Chad, what, is there a team called Barebacks?
Oh, no.
Ask him.
There is on Brokeback Mountain, Bob.
Okay, of the top 500 songs, when they do their, the greatest songs of rock and roll or of rock, they do about 500 on the old radio stations, which song would I be? You can ask that, Chad.
Yeah, which song would Bob be in the top 500?
Little Houses. Made of Tiki.
Oh, yeah.
He loves that song.
Okay. Which movie?
Movie?
Oh, Errol Flynn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he had that working with the Nazis. I did that. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, on classic TV series from the golden age of television, which one would Bob be?
Mark and Mindy.
Mark and Mindy, wow. I was just talking to Carol about that last night. Jed, we were just talking about that, me and Carol. Based on some new information we got from Ion.
Nanu.
Okay. If Bob was a bird, what kind of bird would he be?
A word.
The word.
Yeah, hey.
Bird's a word.
All right.
How about which Haven't constellation am I? If Bob's a word.
Yeah. Quarry Sinti Oha. Quarry Sinti Oha.
Quarry Sinti Oha.
That's the constellation.
Okay, if Bob was a dance, what dance would he be?
The Macarena. He can do it in a line by himself.
The Macarena.
Okay.
I don't want to interrupt you, Chad, but just bring this in.
Especially when we're talking about him. This has never happened before. Like,
yeah.
Hey, we have Ed here. Ed, did you have anything in particular you want to talk about?
Yes, indeed, I do. Thank you, Chad. I very much appreciate that.
And he almost yielded the floor. It was great.
Yeah, hold it. Stay on there, Chad.
So, Ion, I've been taking the RNA drops and complement formulas for several years now, and the restructure since it came out. I love that restructure. It tastes better than anything else in the world. What I wanted to ask you is, could you tell me some of the things that have changed in my body that have been beneficial to me?
Okay. Well, your little cantaloupe is going away. Have you noticed that since you had the restructure?
Okay.
And the hide of your feet is incredible. You can walk on rocks and you don't even notice anymore.
Yes, I can see that. It is pretty tough.
Yeah. Well, you look at everything under a microcosm, so don't. But on the big picture, your dermis is about four layers thicker than it was, or we say more durable.
Okay.
Now you meet that body, finally, you, if you can start eating some real food, that would be a great thing. But you're doing great by eating non-food that you've been eating, the non-food part. You're doing great. Your body is responding great with the non-food food. So you're actually doing good. And also, your blood pressure is perfect now.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Finally.
And
you took us a long way around to get there, but yeah.
And when you say real food, I'm confused there. So what would be
when you eat all that crap? Well, you don't. You need to eat something that shits. Eat something that shits. Real meat. Lots of meat. Red meat. Oh, yeah, we said a bad word. Yeah. And all your veggies and all those things, that's all great and good, but that's just silage. Get something with some protein to it.
Okay, so I'm a little confused here. I'm not sure if you're speaking to me now or if you're speaking to an older version of me, because ever since you said eat protein, I've stopped eating vegetables. I eat pig,
good.
I eat turkey,
good.
And I
good.
Eat
well, you
cow.
You asked what had changed. That changed. And do you see a difference in your meat sack body?
Yes, and that's why I called in, because I understand what you say about getting more dense. Okay, and I'm all for that. And I've always felt really good in my meat sack, even before the complement formulas. But now I've gained tremendous amount of weight. I'm morbidly obese, and I feel like shit every morning when I get up. So what's going
well, it's
on?
It's working. It's working.
Okay.
That's excellent.
Okay.
That's excellent.
What do I... can you get me to the point where I'm more balanced and I feel great again and I love getting up in the morning and I don't want to sleep all day and just not do anything?
Well, the other alternative is you have to go with the rest of the ascension process, which is what you're doing. Just do a little more of it. Balance it. The restructure should be helping you do that otherwise. But you are your own best ally and your own worst enemy, if you know what we mean. It's a both end. And so the good and the bad and the ugly all come back roosting in the same roost where the eggs come. You see? And we can make it be about bicycle riding and drinking green drink and eating things off of the organic pile of something. That's all wonderful. And we'd say if you want to do that, do that. That's wonderful. But the reality of what your meat sack is responding to is this thing called living. You've got every part of this just exactly right except for the ascension part. Every part we said do, you did. Everything we said look at, you looked at. Now it's time to bring it home, to match it up. To line it up, to allow your body to in tow ascend. You're holding yourself back from the proof in the pudding to know where you are that you are. Okay? The lethargy, the sleeping, the sluggishness that you're describing has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with your meat sack body. It has everything to do with where you are in your complicit position of ascension.
Okay,
change your vantage point, okay? We would say, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't like the way you look, break the mirror. That's a silly way to say that, but that's the point, do you see? But you have got to find a way to be happy in the skin that you're in. If you can do that, all this morbid obesity, see, Bob is the same way. He's just let himself go, and he's up to almost 150 pounds. It's just terrible what he's let himself go to. His titties is dragging the ground. This is terrible. It's just sad. It's just terrible, terrible, terrible. But, you know, it's Bob, so there's really nothing you can do. The other side of that same point is embrace it. Embrace it from a standpoint. Don't overdo it. Do it to a balance. do it to a balance. Then your body will start allowing itself to digest. You're too pure. Relax it all. And you've got over those rules. That's good. Now bring it back home to a point where you're functioning again. And if it hurts, well, take a walk. Basically, when you feel like laying around all the time, go outside and take a walk. Do that every time. Take a walk and eat. Take a walk and eat. Keep going. You'll do fine.
Okay, I appreciate that advice. And I'm walking 2 hours a day. And
then walk six. Then walk six.
Okay. And
if that doesn't work, walk 12. And if that doesn't work, walk 24. Keep on. Those shoes were made for walking. It's all fun. See, the fun. Well, all we're trying to say is, don't make it about the rules. Make it about fun. It's all fun.
Okay. Well,
take a lover. Take a lover. Take a lover. That might help you.
Yeah, I think that's great. And yeah. I do feel, comfortable in the skin I'm in. I don't have any issues with that. I've just been, my attitude has been is all the changes that my body are just, okay, this is part of the ascension process. I'm good with it. I love this because I know that it's happening. So what about as far as, the doses?
Your curse.
It is?
Your blessing,
my blessing is my case?
Yeah, you got all the words, but you got to apply them. You know it all. You've been through this almost from the beginning, and you've got it, and you had disbelief, and then you embraced it, and then you looked, and all of a sudden we hit enough of the trifectas that made this all kind of fun, and every new scope from the farm that could come along has been delicious. You've done a fabulous position. It's wonderful. That's great. Now, a good thing of that now is apply that into your own capacity. For example, in the private session where you had with us, your energy, rather than talking about the other side, you talked about tomatoes and how to do a better tomato, and we steered you into the heirloom brand and the conversation about the farm, which is all great fun because that's what you're talking about. Now, apply the farm to you. Let's make the metaphor. What if Ed is the tomato? Go and do exactly what we said to do to your tomatoes to yourself, and you'll have a winning compromise.
Oh, I don't know what you said. And
well,
I'm not Carolyn.
Well, luckily, you have a recording. You have a recording of it.
I hate metaphors. And I would ask you, please, do not talk to me about tomatoes anymore. Every time I talk to you, talk about tomatoes. That was 6 years ago,
okay,
at least. And I don't
grow
tomatoes anymore. Okay.
No time.
But talk to me about what I can do. What can I do as a human, not as a tomato?
Well, you had your chance then, and you asked about tomatoes, and we answered. And so that same answer still applies to this day. It's amazing because the perfect tomato is all about making the perfect Ed. So when we get the perfect Ed, it'll be the perfect heirloom tomato. And it's fabulous. We think it's maybe the best metaphor ever. Okay, soften all that. Let's be soft. The easy way, the easy conversation is bring it back home. Apply it. Lather, rinse, repeat. You're doing everything exactly what we're supposed to, what we say do, but you're doing it because we say do it. We would rather you do it because you want to do it, or it's fun, or it's what you like, or there's no limitation. So we say, well, eat more meat. You go, I don't like meat. Okay, then don't eat meat, but try some different kinds of protein. Get yourself in a position where it's your power, not our capacity. Because we have plenty of capacity, and we've helped you, and we will help you, and we continually help you. Some of these clever, witty things you come up with, we help with all that, and you know that, and you're happy about all that. It's beautiful. Happy days. Now, bring it home. Otherwise, it becomes an ancillary outside thing. We want to bring another inside thing from inside out. And that's what restructure is doing for you. It's cleaning you up inside out. Now, from the outside in, not thinking, not a thinking man's game, becomes autonomic. And when you're in your slumber, sleeping, want to be sluggish and sleeping around, that's your body just trying to say, wait a second, I'm not moving until I get it right. I'm not moving until I get it right. I don't want to go until I get it right. I'm just putting this away or messing this up or blah, 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 blah. No, we say go for a walk when there's something to go see that you want to go outside and walk. When you're enjoying it, you know, chasing something fun or something. It's good.
Okay, thank you. So I should do things because I want to do them.
Yes, of course. Well, then when you ascend, that's what you're going to do. Practice that. Right?
Yes.
So,
okay, and it's... Go ahead.
So the only limitation is your capacitation. The only limitation is your capacitation. So soften that just a little bit. You don't have to hit the brakes. Just ease off of the gas. You'll be all right.
And as far as the dosages of the products that I'm taking, is there anything I could change?
Well, if what you're taking now has put you in a deathbed, then ease off them a little bit. And if it's not quite, if you wish you were dead and you're not quite dead, then double them. You adjust it as you need to. You adjust it yourself. You see, it's perfectly fine. We would say that it's not out of bounds what you're doing. We're just saying that bring it into a position where you can apply it. Meaning, you don't get the laxative effect with the REMAG, do you?
Okay, I was getting the laxative effect with the REMAG. I did. I'm taking the maintenance dose, 1 teaspoon in the evening. I found if I take it in the morning, I get lax effect. If I take it in the evening, I don't.
Good. Then that's fine. And that's what I'm saying. Adjust that as you want to. And then when you build that up, or if you once you get to that level, or if you get low for whatever reason, add more. Boom. And all these ambient little hurting things that you have, you used to spray and atomize it and spritz it on you. Let it dry. That'll help with that.
Okay, great. I so much appreciate your information. And
we
I have a...
More, we adore you more than you know.
Oh, it's so nice to hear. And so I have a doctor's exam coming up. I have to go for a yearly exam. So... what should I expect? I just ignore anything he tells me as far as if he comes up with any issues.
Tell him you came for a death certificate. It'll make the insurance pay off.
Okay, great. Okay, so this fellow, Steve Bannon, is he going to actually run this presidency from behind the scenes, or is Donald Trump going to run this presidency?
We haven't decided.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we still connected?
Yeah, I think so. But let me, Carolyn just said a few minutes ago, tell Ed to re-listen to the Revelation series. I don't know why she's saying that, but that was her suggestion.
Okay. I don't either, because I've listened several times. But I appreciate her saying that.
Okay.
She's the first doctor I've ever had.
Is that right?
First doctor
you
I've
mean
ever
you've had,
had
a pri-
said, listen to Revelation series.
Listen to Bob, analyze the Bible. Listen to Bob. Okay, well, it's probably appropriate. You initiated the series. So maybe you should go back to something you were part of.
Okay.
You know, in the beginning. So, now I didn't know you'd go on that long, which is okay, but we were still doing Chad. So are you still there, Chad? Oh, maybe it's you.
Hey, yeah, I'm here. I was muted.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
On my
what
own. You wanted to do.
Chad.
Oh, you're welcome, mate. Very good.
On.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Ion, you know how you tell people to make, what is it? Don't try to make money, let money make you.
Hey, Chad, I just noticed Ion dropped off. Just a second here.
Okay.
Ion dropped off. How long have we been going? We started at 3, only an hour and a half. Well, hopefully he'll be back. About 4 o'clock. So maybe I'll play some new stuff I got today of Ion talking about in general what's going on with the Trump world. And I can always stop it, but if he's not come back, I want to play this. So let's hear that.
Okay.
So I'll mute you, Chad, and we'll bring up some information. Let's see. Okay, where's that? Right here, 1801. So bring up the Soundflower. Soundflower. What else? Soundflower. Volume. Skype. Okay, I think this should work. So this is Ion a few hours ago. Talking general stuff, general topics that we can talk, that I can broadcast. So I can't remember what I started off with, but here we go.
Well, yeah, because see, so much of the world now is coming into a place where you don't recognize your own self. I mean, you do understand that you have that people before always just looked in the mirror and they saw whatever notion or reflection or whatever they thought they looked like. Now, mirrors have gotten really, really, really good, and people are looking at themselves, and sometimes they look in the mirror now, and they don't recognize themselves. So that's changed or converted or shifted everyone's persona or perception of the thing that is that is. So the thing that is now necessarily isn't so is anymore. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's the is's and the arnesses all over again, Carolyn.
Okay.
Okay, that was a little section Ion talking about mirrors ain't what they used to be. So I thought that just came up when I was talking to Carolyn. I thought that's interesting to note, everybody. You've got the update on mirrors. They're going to show you more now. They're better mirrors now. Okay, so then I move to the next part. 120. 54. Right there. Okay.
So Mike Pence went to the Hamilton Broadway play, and he was the cast came up and the audience and the cast made fun of him, booed him. Is that a mistake? What do you make of that? Is that justified?
Oh, it's
Pence?
Delicious. No, it's delicious. It's delicious. It's Omarosa said it best. She said, "We are so glad, absolutely beside ourselves." And all you that do not support President Trump and his campaign, that you have made yourself so known that you are clearly not holding anything back. You're letting everybody know your absolute disdain for President Trump. Because he has a memory of an elephant and he keeps lists. He will always remember. He'll get you.
Right. And do you support the revenge that Trump exerts on that?
We don't care.
Right. You don't care.
We don't care.
But you sound like you were excited about it.
Oh, it's going to be fun because we know the outcome. See, predicated outcomes. We dig predicated outcomes. Those are good.
Right. Now, which predicated means inevitable.
Inevitable. That's exactly right. But we need an excuse. See, in order to have waterfowl, you have to have water.
Right. So the... Ion doesn't care, but in general, you say Trump is going to be more successful in many new ways than people would be prepared to accept today.
Well, Bob, you're helping him, for God's sake.
Yeah, I'm helping him. Watch out, people. King Bob doesn't forget either, does he? Do I forget? Well, yeah.
He never knew it the first time. He never forgets. He never knew it the first time. You won't get a rooster past his sunshine.
You're talking about Bob there.
Yes, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. So, did Mike Pence feel hurt by it, or does he know
that? Nah, he knows. He's been a politician for 1,000 years. He's been spit on, spat on, thrown up on, pissed on. You know, nothing else than anything else you would do in the dungeon room, Bob. He's had it all done to him. He's,
He's sort of a Casper Milquetoast anyway. If they'd done it, Donald Trump, he'd have went up there and said, give me every one of your names, you motherfuckers. I'll take you out right now. Matter of fact, Hamilton and the Clinton News Network aren't any good anymore. We'll just close them. We'll close Hamilton tonight. The last night. He did the Saturday Night Live. That's an old show. Nobody watches Saturday Night Live. Go ahead and close that thing down. Alec Baldwin wasn't a good play for me. Go ahead and shut it down. Shut it down. Go on, Keith, Lauren, Michael, Keith. So, if you can, when you're ballsy enough to be able to do that, it's pretty ballsy because no one, who in the world was going against Saturday Night Live? I mean, that's the church lady and all the good stuff. But he's like, guys, it's stupid. It's stupid. Nobody watches it anymore. Go ahead and close it. So, it makes no never mind. It was just, that's what you're dealing with. This is a misogyny that you have created, Bob. You did this.
All that Trump's doing, I created.
You made it valuable. Made it valuable. It had no value before. Before, they never wanted, the last thing you wanted to have to deal with is yet another nigger-loving Jew. And now that's what it's all about. You start off talking about pussies, and now you're talking about weenies. It's the craziest thing ever. It's like Obamacare. It's the craziest thing. They all agree it's the craziest thing they've ever seen. So now you're in a position where it's like, well, wait a second. The reason the thing doesn't work is because it can't work. Okay? The problem with
socialism, what are you referring to?
Later.
What doesn't work?
Oh, we're on to the next topic. We're on top of Obamacare. On to Obamacare.
Yeah.
Which is something that actually is important. And the reason it doesn't work is because the insurers can't have a float. The actuaries run insurance. Okay? Well, how are you going to fix this, or how he's going to fix this, is he's going to control the price of medicine. That's why Carolyn's working hard to save Big Pharma. She's got to save Big Pharma so they'll have something to work with. But if they can repatriate all those dollars sitting overseas in Ireland, all those dollars sitting over there in that inverted corporation back through the back door, all that money that's sitting right here can't be here, all of a sudden you've changed everything. It's a very different conversation. You're going to see that's how you'll do your insurance. It won't be communist health care. It'll be single payer, which means you give me something done, you pay for it. It's simple.
All right. Very good. And that can be public, what you just said. That can be announced. Okay. Now, so I created the Trump attitude. What is it that you're saying?
Oh yeah.
I created?
The little man syndrome. You've converted thousands and thousands of yellow dog Democrats and made them red, fiery red. You've made them fiery red. You changed them. You joined this goddamn country and it blowed up. The second you walked in here, signed your name down. The whole thing blowed up one more time. We told you not to do it. We said, wait, Bob, don't do it. I've got to. I'm going to stay here. I got to get this thing. Okay. We think you've got to. We understand, and here we go.
Awesome. Okay, that led into... So the shocker for people is that Trump's going to actually get some things done and fix up and then prove America... which the Chinese love. Chinese like that, correct?
Well, no, be careful now.
Yeah.
We talk about two different Chineses.
Yes. Yeah.
Which one is the Chineseiest, Bob? Which one is the Chineseiest? China, the country, the government of China, they're going to hate it. But it's going to stop all their bullshit. Their shit is through. They're done. They are D-U-N, done. If they add 35% excise tax on everything that comes out of China back to here, and everything goes up by 35%, guess what? People are going to make it right here without the 35%. China will all but collapse. And he's going to make an alliance with your buddy at the Ukraine. Remember we talked about JW and all the Georgias? But there's another Georgia over there in the Ukraine that's really valuable. That's another Georgia. It's on the right parallel, too. It's amazing that it's actually fit right there. But a lot of those mineral rights are left. Mineral left. What's left of the mineral rights? What's left of the mineral rights are very delicious. So then what happens is you start using it. Then you bring back Gazprom. And once Gazprom comes back, everything changes. And so now, the Chineseiest, which is the mountain, they're going to be thrilled. Alibaba's going to be thrilled, beyond words. But the rest of them, not so much.
All right.
Just saying. Just saying.
Okay. And so previous presidents couldn't do anything because they owed so many people to get into the White House. This is a new situation.
No, the favors. It's we call it the nepotism waltz. Is that I'll gladly pay you a hamburger today, and you're my daddy, and you're my government, so you got to give it to me now, and I'm never going to give it back to you anyway. But you've got to give me something. That's past. Now it's back to saying, well, okay, we got to get back to what does work. And then you get there and you go, well, what does work? And it's like, well, wait a second, why can't we have this thing called, now we don't want to start this free enterprise crap because that's a bunch of bullshit too. That's old Sean Hannity Combs crap. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a better way. And the better way allows you to make something like what you're doing, Bob. You make something. You create a world. And in your world, things fit. They fit nicely. See, now you live your life in such a way that you can just call the people and they go fetch whatever it is you desire. And they come and they're too nasty to come in the house, but they can lay it at the door and let you know so then you can take it and wash it thoroughly and bring it into your divine interaction of your world, you see. Before, that was not possible for you. It was silly. It was ridiculous. It's like the craziest thing ever. Paying all this money for silliness. Now it's no big deal. So, there you go.
Right. So we got a perfect storm where you have a guy, relatively no strings controlling him, Trump, and the people have kind of woken up and not going to pull up with any media bullshit or government bureaucrats. So it's a perfect situation where someone can actually be practical and do some things without ideology, do some relevant
it's
points.
It's why we played Dark Horse. We're going to play it again tonight.
Oh, I see. Trump was a dark
That's
horse.
What, so it's coming at you like a dark horse, but it's not you, it's like you.
Yeah.
See, we didn't say you had a wart on your penis. We said it felt like you had a wart on your penis. There's a difference.
Right. Yeah. Are you referring to me when you talk about a wart on the penis?
It was an analogy, Bob.
Oh, okay,
we can't
good,
talk
good.
About your penis on the air. You're going to play this. You can't talk. This is going to be the Memorex version of the live show, and you can't be talking about it's not about your penis, Bob. We cannot be talking about your penis for Pete's sake. For penis sake, you can't be doing
all
that.
I don't have a word on my penis, that's right.
Well, we're glad. Now, you're bragging or complaining, that's the rest of the story.
Okay, so that's a nice description of good times coming. And
they're ascending. These times, they're ascending. They're not changing. These times, they're ascending. And then you better get right. Now it's time to get right.
Right. And so Trump will be doing a lot of stuff, looking compromised, whatever, until inauguration. Then he's actually president. And then things change.
Well, we don't know about all that. Things are changing all the time. All of a sudden, they've just changed all of Fifth Avenue because of the motherfucker, and he ain't even anything yet.
Wait, what did they do to Fifth Avenue?
It's what gone. They're going to plow it up. They're going to plow it up. Nobody can go down that road anymore. It's all over.
All right. So then, the Republican Party establishment.
There is no Republican. They're done. That's over. When a swamp gets drained, they'll be in the bottom of it. They're going to unearth some things now. The drain of the swamp is going to unearth some things. So just so everybody knows, there's going to be some nastiness. There's a lot of nastiness buried in that swamp.
All right. Very good. I think, is there any other points, Carol? Did you have something you want to mention?
No, nothing else comes to mind. That was a great session. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you
very much, Diane. We'll be talking to you again soon.
In minutes.
Happy days. In minutes.
All right. Happy
in
days.
Minutes.
Bye.
All right. See you in.
Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye. Okay, that was November 19th, the day after Wyndham Lewis' birthday, November 18th. That was earlier today, and Ian came in, but Ian's gone again. So that was a drag. Maybe he'll be back soon. Okay, so
Let's unmute everybody and see if anybody wants to talk about anything. So,
all participants are now unmuted.
Anybody have anything they want to talk or ask about?
It sounds like fun watching the swamp get drained, that there's going to be a lot of revelations, fun stuff in the news.
Yeah, it's like the swamp is the inky, dark, unconscious. The unconscious of America will be have the light of day.
Oh,
and there'll be a lot of yelling and screaming about it. What's that?
Oh, there's a lot of yelling and screaming now. I've watched some things online where people were just being interviewed with Hillary losing, and you'd think they just outlawed oral sex. I mean, there's gnashing and thrashing of teeth, and oh my God, my beloved blowjob is gone forever, and you think their life is completely ended, and this was just one person not getting elected. So when, you know, you talk about some real contrast coming in the world, I can see when Ion says they're just going to drop like flies. I get it now. You know, life's not worth living. My beloved Hillary is, whatever, going to jail.
You know what it's like, Greg? It's like the seals have been broken, and as the seals, like whatever seal just got broken, it has things in it, almost like in Indiana Jones, where they open up the Ark of the Covenant, and then the little men that are standing around, they all start melting. I think the revelations that come out of the draining of the swamp are going to start to kill people.
Hello.
Well said, And I can see the gnashing and the thrashing of teeth will do it.
Good. Yeah, who is saying hello? Someone saying hello.
Sounds like Evan.
Oh, it's
Evan. Hello? Evan loved Hillary. Evan is outraged. It's great to have Evan here to defend Hillary and lesbians and everything is good about America.
Before Evan starts speaking, though, Bob, I just want to say this one thing. I do hope that they prosecute her, because when they do, you know, I hope that it will really...
Get out of your mind. You're gone. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that, you know, maybe the exposure to who she really is will get some of the, you know, patina off of her. I mean, Deborah just told me today, I saw her at breakfast, that the gal who was investigating Clinton was just killed, just another person 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well,
you
know, somebody that's murdered. There's no murder.
Yeah, that Monica Peterson lady. So, you know, I mean,
Katie.
I hope that she really.
Well, Ginny, you know what I get from this? You get a lot of these young women who want to have cry-ins because Hillary lost. There's been a damage to the coddling of political or feminist correctness. We got a lot of naive young women out there that need a fucking shake-up just to have a better perception of what's worse that's coming. And they're all fixated on the male-female battle. And
I agree. And they haven't read, they didn't get to read the alphabet and the goddess and all this. I mean, they don't even know what's informing their decisions. I saw it repeatedly. I agree with you completely, Bob, and I think that this whole thing about just picking a party politic or whatever because of a gender is absolutely absurd. But now what are they going to do when they...
Hello, can I say something finally? My God, you guys. It's like an echo chamber about this stuff. The deal is that it had nothing to do with Hillary. All the stains on Hillary is Bill. It's Bill's fucking foundation, Bill's fucking penis. Bill's body count. She was a manager. She's the money. She is stained by the association with Bill Clinton. And that's why, you know, and the server stuff, the deal is that it was Russia. It was WikiLeaks, Knows Assange, hacking the Democratic Party. This is what people are outraged by. And having this fucking reality show piece of shit be able to play a schizophrenic, sociopath, and hoik up the insecure white male that's only been fucked by other white males but can't seem to come to a idea about who in the fuck is the enemy. always fighting on the horizontal, never looking at the vertical.
Sir, identify yourself, please.
My name is Eben.
Bethan?
Eben.
Eben. You're not Eben Ray. You're not Eben Ray.
Oh, for crying out loud, Corbin. Whatever.
Eben? I'm sorry, honey. I didn't realize it was you. Hi, how are you doing? Go on.
All right. Great. So I really hate the idea that this was a manipulation by an outside hack source. I wanted them to hack the Republicans too, because Mike Pence standing on the stage behind Donald Trump was having a fucking heart attack. Everybody on that stage, when Donald Trump won, his family was having a heart attack, because this guy is already a monster. Now he's Caligula. Now he's fucking Nero. When he was talking about whether he was going to go after Hillary, he says, I don't know. I like them. I like them. I don't want to hurt them. What's it got to do with the law? What's that got to do with the actual crimes? He sits there and talks, just like Bob, you said that Ion said he's going to be an emperor. Fucking pulling up Fifth Avenue, wants to be in Trump Tower, da da da. So it's not that anybody was hoiking up Hillary. It was that we had the worst sort of elitist scum sit there and banter to ignorant white people that they had anything in common, and get away with it, along with Russia hacking, with WikiLeaks. Now, I don't know if Ion had anything to do with that, etc. But it has absolutely woken up the little people on the left. And you can't even complain about the reaction when we had 8 years of Republican pieces of trash smothering any kind of work by Obama, and not in the best way. I mean, I can't believe that there is anything to be said about the reaction of people seeing this piece of crap ascend, and people are complaining about them whining when you see what's happened to the not the ascending but the descending spiritual bodies of angry, ignorant white males. You know, and some of these white females or whoever, these black types that voted, you know, for him. And so it has nothing to do with Hillary. It has, because everybody saw that they undermined Bernie. Bernie versus Trump would have been phenomenal, right? What they just saw is an absolutely rigged election. And that's what it is. Nothing to do with the female thing, da-da-da-da. She's the most hated woman. It was Bill's crimes, absolutely Bill's crimes. And so I would welcome him to go ahead, and start the discovery, because it's not going to be her that goes down. And for one thing, you keep talking about people being murdered. Remember, there is no murder. So you can't switch, between, you know, being an Ionette and then being a conspiracy theorist when it comes to the body count.
Well, Eben, actually, I can do whatever the fuck I want. I admire you so much, but I have never heard such drivel come out of your mouth in the whole time that you have been for 6 years interacting with Bob. There was absolutely not one word of mediaecology in anything that you just said. There's no perspective. It's just black, white, Republican, Democrat, male, female. You didn't even give a source for where the confusion has come from, like I did by citing the alphabet and the goddess and where people are in their feminist confusion. I mean, this, I'm absolutely shocked at what you just said. Every single word of it. Every single word.
That's okay, Jenny. It's okay. Be shocked. Have fun with it. I am coming from my perspective, and why just sit there and work your little goddess ship to try and come to some grips instead of being a shitter. And just trying to shit on it. Just try and
I have a great perspective. I don't have any problem with when anything happened. I don't think that I really am shocked because you have such influence. You do have influence on people, and you do have a mediaecology background, and you have been able to talk about these things before in a very informed way, and
Jenny,
I think you've gotten propagandized in your own world.
No, not at all. Jenny, look, on a discussion. Just stay, forget about me. Just stay with what I say. Don't sit there, because I would never do that to you, Jenny. I'm really shocked that that's the way you came at me. That's retarded, dude. Do not come at me personally. If you want to talk about, oh, well, Eben, you said this. Well, what is this kind of thing? What do you say?
But in fairness, Eben, it does sound like you're playing the identity politics, it, loud and clear.
What identity? Hold it. Weren't we just talking about the demographics? Weren't you guys just talking about the demographics of the vote?
I wasn't. So, I was saying as the swamp gets drained, people, white, black people, everybody, of those who aren't ascending are going to die from the shock of the revelations coming.
You know what,
as the light starts to shine on.
What I find really a lot is that a lot of people have a real surface understanding of media ecology. I really don't think you guys actually really, really deeply understand that, but you're playing with it and getting to know it. I can say honestly myself, I am still grappling with it. I am still instituting my understanding of it. So I don't even pretend to understand it. I don't think you guys really freaking deeply understand Bob's chart, Bob's full on who he is and what is going on, and I think you're fakes when it comes to that. And so
Please explain how what you're saying is a media ecological perspective that's from a higher position than what we know. Just explain to us. Teach
I'm
us.
Talking of no, I you know what, I'm just like I'm being honest. Okay. Sitting there and coming into Bob's spectacular rant and all that particular stuff that you guys feign to know, I'm not even going to try and fake that. I just wrapped it after these years. And so for you that try to do so and try to sound knowledgeable about it, go ahead and exercise that. Really understand that. And so, and that's just because, in listening, you know, over the hours, you know, God bless. Everybody is really trying to come into their knowing, come into their ascension. But man, you guys, at times it sounds.
You guys suck at ascension.
It has nothing to do with ascension. Ascension is a quite different process.
You suck at ascension.
Trying to understand the chart and understand media ecology. And if you think you know it, I'm not hearing it. And so don't come at me and say you're not using this kind of language and da-da-da-da-da, because when you guys use it, it ain't it. It's like it's still scratching at the surface. So forgive me for not even attempting to talk at that level, because I stay authentic where I'm at. I don't try and fake it.
And
so
you ain't know it.
That's why.
Evan, that was beautiful.
You ain't no damn.
And so that's why I'm coming at it from a visceral.
And so that's why, because you don't even know it.
Well, a bit. I'm learning it still. I don't sit there and fake it like you.
Ah, Jesus and baby Jesus, there you go. But no one else can be learning it still. They better come correct straight up right now, or you're going to have their voice changer. Modulate, lower.
Yeah, I know. You know, this is the usual kind of, you know, interaction, just kind of stupid and rude. It doesn't have to be like that.
No, Eben, you really articulated on a single plane that was applicable on all levels. Basically get the fucking shit off the pot or bring it, you know? All the above, you know? And that's what I was, that was a beautiful rant.
You going to watch the TV?
I just it's just so strange. I mean, look, you guys sound like you're trying to go somewhere, and I was just taken back by Jenny coming out with this fucking character assassination. Great. Is that the new architecture of ascension? That is trash. And so it's like,
I think Jenny gave a pretty damn objective read of
that
what
was
Chad,
come on. Come on, you're not.
Yeah, but Evan, you're calling the people that voted for Trump ignorant white people? What is that?
What do you mean, what is that? Have you seen what's happening? I mean, maybe you don't get affected.
Yeah, with what? The Trump protesters? Are you kidding me?
Dude, do you see some of the people? Like, there was a kid that got, you know, Oh, I'm sorry. I know. It's not. Hold on. Cancel. It's not in my world, Jenny. Okay, then check out. If it's just not.
Oh my God. Yeah. No. That was totally
okay.
Jenny.
It's not Jenny.
Yeah. Give Jenny the credit for that genius.
Yeah. Then that's it. Then that's fine. But because where I've started from. As an activist, as on the ground, et cetera, not removed and above it all, I still have this attachment to it. I am working through it. But to come into a realm right here and have you guys react like that, I'm really shocked. I'm really shocked by your reaction.
Are you really shocked, though? You came in here and said nobody knows how to speak media ecology.
Well, that's true. It's true. And that's all.
But you didn't give any evidence of how, like, make your case. Convince us.
Just go back and listen to the archives and listen to yourselves. You just check yourself.
Give us a reference point. Give me some points. What are you saying? We're not quoting the chart enough? Is that what you're saying?
I just, when I hear you quote the chart, everybody's grappling, and just for somebody to come out and say, oh my God, you're doing identity politics. I didn't hear any media ecology. And that's coming from somebody who doesn't know it.
Spit it out, hockey puck. What are you getting at? You-